This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, December 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For many college students and their families, financial aid can be the key to a higher education. But this year, they'll face a new set of challenges, a revamped application form, and a new timeline for learning how much aid they've received.
Families may not find out about their awards until March or later, because most schools aren't going to get this information until later in January, and then they have to run it through their own systems.
Our personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin will help us navigate the new financial aid application process after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Families will be able to apply for college financial aid starting on December 31st, when the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, becomes available. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me. So, Oyin, we're hearing that this year's FAFSA will be simplified. What'll be simpler?
The Education Department has trimmed down this form by more than 50%. So where it used to be 100 questions, it's now gone down to about 36 or even less for some families.
Oh, that could be a time saver.
For sure. They've also made it a lot easier to connect your IRS tax forms to the application. That way, that information from the IRS could fill in a lot of those blanks.
Now, aside from those welcome changes, you report there are others that could cause confusion. How so?
Well, for starters, the FAFSA is coming out about 3 months later than usual. So it typically comes out on October 1st, but this year it's coming out on December 31st. They've also changed some things when it comes to the formula for calculating a family's need or eligibility for aid. One of those things includes families with more than one child in college at the same time are no longer going to qualify for a so-called discount. Another thing is that the value of family farms and small businesses are now going to be considered as assets in the form.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago the form is coming out about 3 months late, December 31st. Why the delay?
This is due to a law from 2020 that created a complete overhaul of the FAFSA. It's called the FAFSA Simplification Act. And so because of this, the FAFSA is going to be accessible to more families. About 610,000 more students from low-income backgrounds will receive federal Pell Grants, and 1.5 million more students will have access to the maximum Pell Grant award. But because they've had to change so many things in the system, it took a lot longer for the form to be complete.
You also mentioned a discount going away for families with more than one kid in college at the same time. That's a lot of families. Any way to get around this?
Well, most colleges and universities are adhering to the FAFSA's new rules, but I know at least one university that set up a grant. The University of Dallas has its own grant that helps freshmen with siblings in college this year. These students will be eligible to receive $5,000 from the university in the fall of 2024. This grant doesn't take into account family income or where the sibling attends college either, so many freshmen will be available for it.
Now, in your previous reporting, you pointed out a connection between someone's 401k and the amount of financial aid they might receive. Can you refresh us about that connection?
As part of the changes to the FAFSA's formula, 401k contributions will no longer be included as part of a family's income. So some families can add more to their 401k contributions and they won't get dinged on the FAFSA.
Now, what can families do today in advance of the FAFSA becoming available on December 31st?
The first thing families should do is request something called their FSA ID. This is the username and password that they're going to need to log in and sign the application, and it can take about 3 days to receive that information upon request.
Now, what if somebody has an FSA ID from a previous FAFSA application?
Parents and students who already have that information should be able to use the same FSA ID they've used in the past to log into this year's form.
So once the FAFSA becomes available on December 31st, when should families fill it out?
They should fill it out immediately. They don't want to cause any further backlogs in the system, since most institutions aren't going to get that information until at least January.
If people have questions while they're filling it out, where can they go for answers?
They can go directly to the Student Aid website for more information about the FAFSA generally, and they can also contact the specific institutions that they're interested in, because their financial aid offices may have some changes that they've made as well.
The Student Aid website, studentaid.gov?
Yes.
And once families fill out and submit the FAFSA, when can they expect to find out about financial aid awards?
Families may not find out about their awards until March or later because, as I mentioned earlier, most schools aren't going to get this information until later in January, and then they have to run it through their own systems, so that information probably won't be able to communicate to parents until March.
So considering this new timeline with the FAFSA available December 31st and notification of financial aid awards not until potentially March, that's going to affect parents and students deciding where the student will go to college, perhaps, right?
I spoke to a woman who lives in Michigan, and she's got a daughter who just accepted an offer to play soccer for a Division III university. And tuition there is roughly about $53,000 a year. She's pretty stressed because they still don't know what things are looking like in terms of loans or any grants that the federal government might give them. And that might mean that they have to change course next year or later.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Julia Carpenter, co-author of a new book on the new rules of managing your personal finances. Today's show was produced by me, J.R. Whalen, with Deputy Editor Chris Zinsley. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.